In growing a money tree, fertilizer counts. In growing a money tree, fertilizer counts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bowerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Growing a money tree is lots of fun when you have the right fertilizer. Now, where can you go to buy the fertilizer for the money tree? Well, first, where is the money tree? The money tree is inside of you. The money tree is inside of me. The money tree is inside of us. And what kind of fertilizer does it take for things inside of us? It takes positive action, positive thinking. It takes a positive way of looking at life. That's what it takes to grow the money tree. And the money tree is abundance. It is wealth. It is all that is good. Now, what kind of a money tree would you like in your life? What kind of a money tree would you like in your experience? Would you like a money tree that's loaded with dollar bills or $100 bills or $1,000 bills or just unlimited wealth? Oh, that's pretty kind of fun. That'd be a fun thing to do. Now, how are you going to go about having a fun tree? How are you going to go about having a money tree that gives you all the money that you want to have in all the time that you want to have it, under every circumstance? You don't have to be worthy of it. You have to be worthy of it from the point of view that you use the right fertilizer, but you don't have to be worthy of it. A lot of people are, in our minds, unworthy, and they are very wealthy. They're Scrooge. They're very stingy. They take advantage of other people. They walk all over other people, and they think that that's going to get them their money. And it does, and they get the money, but they don't like themselves in the process. They don't like the money that they get. And the money that they get, they have to have always a meanness about them to get it. We don't want that. We want happiness. We want fun. We want joy in our hearts at all times. With all the abundance we have, with all the good that comes to us, we have a money tree in us. And that money tree grows money. Yes, it does. And it grows money all of the time. And it's growing money now when we don't even think about it, and it grows money especially when we do think about it. And when we put that money tree to work in its perfect way, magic happens to us. When we put that money tree to work in its magic way, then abundance takes place in everything that we do. Growing a money tree is lots of fun when you have the right fertilizer. Well, now, the money tree exists. All these things exist. Now, what is the right kind of fertilizer? The right kind of fertilizer is to be a good farmer. And a good farmer goes into his field and he doesn't say, oh, what a rotten crop. Oh, what a poor crop. Oh, we're going to have a drought. We're going to have this problem. Oh, the soil is not beneficial for this. We're not going to get any good crop from this. He doesn't say those things. If he did, he would not be a very effective farmer. The farmer goes into his field and he looks at the field and he says, I'm going to grow wheat here. And so he prepares his field. Oh, he prepares the soil and makes it just perfect. He turns it over. He fixes it in every beautiful way. And he looks at the sky and he says, oh, just a nice light rain today. It would be good to get these seeds all started. And so he looks around and he sees everything in divine order. He sees everything beautiful. He doesn't say, oh, it's going to be a drought. Oh, it's going to be terrible. If he goes into his field with that attitude of mind, you can be sure he's going to have trouble in raising anything. So, you and I, in our gardens, in our self, we're going to see that all the right kind of moisture is there. All the right kind of fertilizer is there. All the right kind of attitudes are there. All the right things to grow our money tree is there. Now, Start thinking about what your money tree would like to have to grow. Well, number one, it would like sunshine. And sunshine is another word for happiness. Sunshine is another word for good thoughts. Sunshine is another word for attitude of mind that says, this is a beautiful garden. This is growing lovely. This is fantastic. This is magnificent. Yes, that's a beautiful garden. And then it goes on from there. And where does it go on from there? It goes on from there and it says, this is a garden. It's going to have a rich harvest. It's going to have a rich harvest because I see all of my plants whole and perfect. Now, sometimes little thoughts come crawling in there. It's not going to work so well. It's not going to do it. The sun is too hot or too cold, or the rain is not long enough, or it's too much. And what those are disease seeds. Those are disease worms that come into our consciousness and try to stop our harvest from being perfect. We have to be very careful of those disease seeds, those disease bugs, and not necessarily let them in or let them out, but don't even give them a thought. Our garden is harvesting a beautiful crop because it is a glorious harvest. It's a glorious seeds. The seeds are healthy. The seeds are excellent. The sun is just enough. With all my sunshine, with all my happiness, I am a wealthy man. I am filled with abundance. I live abundant life. I can do all the things that I choose to do, and I do them. And I do them with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. Now that's a good type of fertilizer to put on my garden. That's the type of fertilizer that will bring into my garden, bring out of my garden all of the things that make me happy, that make me a good farmer, that make me a successful farmer. With every crop I have, and I am abundant. And my money trees grow beautiful. I have a whole orchard filled with lovely money trees growing all sorts of beautiful crops of money. And I grow whatever denomination of money that I want to have. I grow $100 bills. I grow $1,000 bills. I grow an infinite abundance, or I grow a limited abundance. It's up to me. It's up to me. How do I fertilize my garden? How do I fertilize my orchard of money trees? How do I handle it? I handle it with the purest, most unconditional love. And it brings forth to me a garden of abundance, a garden so good. I am a good farmer. I am a good farmer. I am a good farmer. I grow good crops. I grow wonderful crops. I have crops of happiness. I have crops of abundance. I have crops of $1,000 bills, and I am reaping my harvest joyously. And the wind doesn't blow away my harvest. My harvest is there for me to reap. I reap that harvest myself, not the wind, not the sun burning it up, not the rain drowning it. Everything is in right order in my garden. Everything is in right order in my fields, in my orchard, and my orchard brings me that which is fulfilling, rewarding, and the most enjoyable type of harvest that I could ever want. Today I determine what kind of farmer I am, and I determine what kind of a attitude I'm going to have in my mind. I'm going to determine what kind of fertilizer I'm going to give to my soil. I'm going to determine what kind of moisture I'm going to give to my soil. I'm going to determine what kind of sunshine, what kind of joy, what kind of harmony I'm going to give to my soil so that I will have an abundant harvest. And I'm going to do it right now, all of the time, under all circumstances, because that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters in my life. And that's all that I choose to experience. And I know it is done now. You know that? I know your garden is done now and my garden is done now. And I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a happy, abundant harvest. A happy, abundant day. And live in a happy, happy way. I love you, I love you, I love you.